Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, May 28th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of industry and manufacturing news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Rapid Fire Safety and Security acquires SDS Security. Rapid Fire Safety and Security has acquired SDS Security, a security systems integrator based in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. SDS brings over 200 years of combined industry experience in designing, installing, and maintaining security systems. This acquisition marks Rapid Fire's fifth in Texas and 20th overall since 2022. SDS Security's client-centric approach and expertise in video surveillance, access control, and fire alarm systems have made them a trusted partner across various industries. The SDS team will continue to provide exceptional service now with the added support and resources of Rapid Fire. This strategic move strengthens Rapid Fire's presence in Texas and enhances their ability to deliver cutting-edge security solutions. SDS Security's president, Steve Schmitz, expressed excitement for the future and the partnership with Rapid Fire.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp, OTCQB, ESAUF, reaches key milestone at Montauban as Canadian gold sector gains strength. ES Gold Corp, a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining innovation, has reached a key milestone at Montauban in Quebec. The company successfully delivered its Humphrey spiral concentrators to the site, completing the gravity separation circuit required for gold and silver recovery from historic tailings. This milestone is a significant step towards ES Gold's low-impact tailings-to-cash flow model. With construction progressing on schedule for first production targeted by year-end 2025. ES Gold is also preparing an updated PEA and plans to release a 3D geological model soon. The company's progress aligns with strong Q1 2025 results from Canadian peers like Barrick Gold, Kinross Gold, and B2 Gold, as Canada solidifies its position as the fourth largest gold-producing nation globally.
Nephros to host analyst and investor virtual event. Nephros, Inc., NASDAQ, will host an analyst and investor virtual event featuring CEO Robert Banks and CFO Judy Crandall on June 16, 2025, at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. The event aims to provide insights into the company's growth drivers and engage with investors directly through a live Q&A session. Nephros is a leading water technology company offering filtration solutions to medical and commercial markets, focusing on water safety. For more information and registration, visit the company's website. The event will also feature discussions on emerging trends in the water safety landscape, emphasizing Nephros's commitment to innovation and shareholder value.
Joseph Marino earns prestigious M designation from the NEC Institute. Joseph Marino, founder of Truman Mox Inc., has earned the prestigious Master Certified Machinery and Equipment Appraiser, EA, designation from the M Institute. With over 500 valuations completed, Mr. Marino is known for delivering accurate reports for various asset types. The MCMEA designation signifies his commitment to excellence and ethical standards in asset appraisal. He aims to expand Truman Mox's services into emerging industries and mentor the next generation of appraisers. The NEB Institute is a respected authority in certifying professionals in machinery and equipment appraisal, with the MCMEA designation representing the highest level of expertise and integrity in the field.
Investor news. Fusion Fuel Green PLC, NASDAQ HTOO, signs heads of terms to acquire UK fuel distributor for £50 million. Fusion Fuel Green PLC, OO, has signed non-binding heads of terms to acquire UK-based fuel distribution business for £50 million with £40 million debt finance cash and £10 million in Fusion Fuel ordinary shares. The target company had FY 2025 revenues of $58 million and net income of $7 million. CEO John Paul Backwell stated that the acquisition will complement Fusion Fuel's operations and align with its strategy to build a diversified energy portfolio. Fusion Fuel Green PLC offers energy engineering solutions through its Alshola Gas and BrightHy subsidiaries, focusing on industrial gas and hydrogen solutions. For more information, visit h.eu.
Green Energy Breaks, Fusion Fuel Green PLC, signs heads of terms to acquire UK fuel distributor for £50 million. Fusion Fuel Green PLC, NAS, has signed non-binding heads of terms to acquire a UK-based fuel distribution business for £50 million, with £40 million in debt-financed cash and £10 million in Fusion Fuel ordinary shares. The target company reported FY 2025 revenues of $58 million and net income of $7 million. CEO John Paul Backwell stated that the acquisition would complement Fusion Fuel's operations and align with its strategy to build a diversified energy portfolio. Fusion Fuel Green PLC is known for its energy engineering solutions through Alshola Gas and BrightHy subsidiaries, serving various sectors with industrial gas and hydrogen solutions. For more information, visit ace-fuel.eu. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.